Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sue.
This is the Dave Moore podcast. I am Dave Moore. That is Colin Minogue. This is Emer Shannon. Welcome to the pod.
Starve.
Pod listeners.
Yeah, make this snappy.
Oh, you're not going to like this. Girls. You're not going to like this then, because the first thing I want to talk about is meanies.
Really?
Yep. Colin Meanie and meanies. I'm going to talk about those things. because let's face it.
Out of all days.
Me handing Colin Meanie a packet of meanies is a career high for me. I've got to be honest with you. Like, there are many things I've done in my career that have been amazing. Many things I've been part of that have just been incredible. But seeing his face as I share a packet of meanies across an interview was just, oh, it was joyous. One of the best moments of my life.
Were you nervous handing it
to
him?
Yeah, how'd you feel about
it? It's funny. Yeah, you do kind of feel a little bit nervous when you are, because in some movie situations, in these junket situations, you're not supposed to really interact too much with the stars. You don't necessarily get to shake hands all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, it's Colin Meanie. He knows me, in fairness to him. He's very friendly.
Didn't you say that you met him in the lobby beforehand?
So I was walking into the Westbury Hotel where the junket was on, and he was walking out with Paul Reiser to go and grab a coffee. And then he went, Dave! And I was like, oh, Colin, Jesus.
Nice.
Because I didn't see him. I was like, I'm on my way to chat to you. And he goes, yeah, this is Paul, this is Dave, whatever.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So it broke the ice
brilliantly. And then when I went in and sat down, Paul Reiser was like, hey, I remember you from the lobby. Like, okay, you know, kind of joking or whatever.
That helps.
So that was good. So I do suppose, sometimes in these movie junkets, particularly when large movie companies and international movie companies are involved, they don't necessarily understand Irish humour. So the other example I'll use is in the movie with Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott.
All of Us Strangers.
All of Us Strangers. It was run completely by the British people who come over to run this amazing junket with these stars, this independent British film. And then I pulled out a packet of Haribo out of my pocket, and I could hear the in the room, because I was breaking the kind of, you know, and in that interview I was probably sitting like 10 feet away from them, the way they had set up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're very close. Mm. Sometimes you're very far away. I was very far away. So then I had to get up, lean under microphones, boom microphones, under lights, reach across and give them the packet of Haribo, and then come back. And I could literally hear the publicist going, he didn't clear this with PR. What's he doing? You know, like, I don't mean out loud, but I just mean in their vibe.
Yeah.
And then it was fine, because Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal are Irish lads going, ha ha, your man gave us a packet of Haribo. It's the crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fair play. Just, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you could easily think, oh, I'm not going to chance this. Like, because,
And
look, it worked both times so well.
But there are.
You're not going to do it for every single person.
Do you think we'll get a reputation as the show that's like, oh, Dave is on the, they'll get their list and go, Dave's coming.
What's he got?
Check this guy's bag before
So that the celebs will be reading it going, oh, Dave is interviewing me now. I wonder what he gave us that. Or they'll start like dropping into interviews like, oh, well, if I, when I go to Ireland, I always love digestive biscuits.
Yeah. Well, the share packets of meanies are so big that I had to bring a little bag. So I had a kind of a black paper bag, and I kind of left it down behind my seat as I sat down to do the interview. But with the Haribo, even though they were a share pack, they were still small to fit in my arse pocket. So I kind of pulled them out. And then I was like, God, actually, they're like,
were the Haribo arse warm?
Haribo I gave the lads. So yeah, I was lucky.
I will have to say thank you very much to Colin Meanie for the meanies, because I had to buy said meanies, and it was 3 for €5 to buy 3 packets of crisps. So I got 2 packets of meanies and a packet of burger bites at the house. So
you
thanks
got
very
burger
much.
Burger bites for yourself.
Thanks
nice.
Thanks very much, Colin Meanie. Wouldn't have bought burger bites otherwise.
There you go. Have you got any meanie histories? I mean, like, meanies are incredible. My wife reckons they are the greatest hangover cure of all time.
Really?
Yeah, meanies are the key.
I'm not really into them.
No.
I love them. I couldn't eat them for about 10 years after I left school, because they sold them in my secondary school. And every young one ate them. So them and Buffalo Hunky Dory's. So the classroom just permanently smelled of pickled onion and Buffalo Hunky Dory's. And teenage girls smell and misery. But the best part about meanies for me is, so we had a vending machine. So our school was an old convent school. And down in the basement of the school was the cinema, which was a big telly. Well, no, it was a kind of a cinema.
A projector
setup.
Thing, was it?
Projector thing. A little kind of canteen-y area, a vending machine, and then opposite the vending machine was the school library.
Right.
So every day at, what was lunch, 1 o'clock? Every day at like 12:55, you'd hear the because first to third years weren't allowed to leave, fifth and sixth years were. So you'd hear the chairs getting ready because he'd have to barrel down the stairs or else you'd spend your entire lunch in the queue for the vending machine, right?
Of course.
And all anyone was buying was, I was personally a big fan of Toffos, so I was usually buying Toffos and probably a packet of Meanies.
Toffos.
But every second... Yes. Oh,
Toffos. No, Toffos.
Look them up.
Oh, sorry, we'll come back to you on the Toffos front.
You're not that young. Surely you know Toffos.
No, I just...
You'll know them when you see them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so every second you almost just buying Meanies and Meanies and Meanies. So then someone said, this is ridiculous. Why is the vending machine queue huge? Because everyone's buying Meanies. So the nun who ran the library across the way, Libo Nun as we used to call her.
Libo Nun. She was actually a superhero.
She was actually really nice. She had ownership over the vending machine, so she would like restock it and take the money out of it and all that sort of stuff. So she decided to take the Meanies into her own hands. So then she enlisted like two young ones on herself who would sell the Meanies out of the library.
So it was much quicker than going
much quicker,
the vending
you go up
machine.
And go, pack the Meanies, go, and the big boxes or whatever. But a lot of people then would go up and go, sister, I'm after forgetting my money for my Meanies today.
Sad
and
story.
She had like a little side biz where she'd sell your Meanies and then she'd come around to the classroom once a week and be like, Dave Murr, you owe me 40 cents for
chicken or tea list.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, you wouldn't want to own them. But she loved me because I helped in the library.
Okay.
Because it was so cool.
Good girl.
And I used to get free stuff then. Like, I got to try. Do you remember the Nestle double cream bar? It was a very flash in the pan, very good bar. Got one of those for free to taste to see if the other students would like it.
Oh, now hang on a second. I do want to just jump into the head of a nun for a second, okay? Just go with me on this.
Yeah.
You're a young girl. You feel called by God to become a nun. And you decide, okay, I'm going to go to presumably a convent or whatever, a nunnery. I don't know how you become a nun, right? Whatever. But you do that. You commit yourself to the life. You say to yourself, I'm going to dedicate my life to... I presume it was a Catholic school.
Yeah.
To Jesus and Mary and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to do it. And then you end up with responsibility for restocking a vending machine full of Meanies.
And the school library. Like.
I mean, it was probably a high point in her life, I would suggest.
And the thing is, she's probably still alive now and probably like 187. Because like, what a low stakes job. Although I will say they were vicious bitches, so maybe not. like there'd be scraps going down the stairs. Like, get in my next...
Sorry, just to clarify, you mean the students and not the nuns.
Well,
I thought you meant the nuns.
But also, I don't know, Meanies waits for no girls.
Easy, no, this is a podcast, not a radio show. All right, well, anyway, let's go back to Meanies for a second and me giving Colin Meanies. One more question before I go. Colin, I don't know if you know this, but there's an artist called Liam Robinson who's decorated an electrical box with your face on a packet of Meanies. This is an electrical box that actually exists for real, right?
I didn't know.
Okay, well, hang on, because I've got something to show you again, right? It is amazing. And what I thought I would do,
Columns,
in honor of Paul
pickled
arriving,
pickled onion flavor,
is I would bring you both a packet each of the actual Meanies.
Oh my
and
God.
And so, Colin, you can have those.
Ah, how kind. Oh,
thank you.
I see.
Pickled onion, actual Meanies. But Colin, that's a real thing in Dublin right
Wait
now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. do I get 10 cents a pack?
Yo, you're going to guess. You're going
to
get
to talk to Mr. Tato.
I Roddy Doyle, would you believe, texted me a picture of this last week.
Brilliant.
I hadn't seen it. It's in Whitehall, isn't
it? It's in Whitehall, yeah, absolutely. So not too far from
And I understand the pickled
is.
Onion, these work great as a breath mint as well.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you should eat them now and for the rest of the day, people will be so
and
glad they've talked to you.
Thank you so much.
Listen,
that's
very sweet. Listen, thank you guys for the problem with people. It's great. There you go. That's a highlight of my career, giving Colin Meany a packet of Meanies. Another highlight of my career is when you guys absolutely unleashed some of the best dog movie puns ever, because Snoop Dogg said he wants to put together a movie like Planet of the Apes, but with dogs. So you guys jumped in. It was astounding. Omi and cheerleader on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Okay, asking you to rename movie titles using dog breeds or dog-related puns or whatever you've got in honor of Snoop Dogg telling us that he was going to do a movie like Planet of the Apes, except with dogs. It's just so beautiful on a morning like today. This is the kind of stuff that we need.
So thank you very much to everybody who's flying in voice notes and coming on as callers. 087-4100-102. We'll kick things off with Mark. Has got a suggestion for us.
How are you, Dave? How about dog day afternoon? You won't really have to change much.
No, it's pretty much straight up. No name on this one.
How about ground dog day?
Ground dog day is brilliant. I'm going to give you a bark every time I like one. That's absolutely class. Let's see. Who have we got? The Pawshank Redemption by Sharon and Roscommon. Yes. Excellent. I love it. The Pup Fiction. The Whole Canine Yard, says D. Thank you, D. The Bone Collector doesn't even need changing, says Rob. Mutt Ado About Nothing. You're reaching there, lads. You're reaching, but I like it. Let's see what Bob's got to offer first. Bob sent in a voice note. 087-4100-102.
Pup Fiction. Indiana Bones.
Oh, that's very good.
Jurassic Bar. I'm on a roll.
You are on a roll. Hey, Claudia.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. What have you got for us? What dog-related pun movie have you got?
Well, I was thinking Good Boy Hunting.
Definitely getting a bark for Good Boy Hunting. I love it, Claudia. Have you a dog yourself?
I do, yeah. We've got a German Pointer. He's like a big baby.
Oh, right. And what age is he and what's his name?
His name is Charlie and he's 5.
He's 5, okay, brilliant. A popular boy around the house, I'd say?
Very popular, but he's not the boss. We also have 3 cats and they're definitely in charge.
Oh, really? So they are the dominating force in the house?
Oh, totally, yeah, absolutely.
And Charlie just goes along with it.
Yep.
I love it. Go on, give us the cat's names as well. It'd be unfair to leave them out.
So we have Bowie, we have Kurt, and we have Harry.
Kurt, Hurley, and what was the first one?
Bowie.
Zoe, okay, Zoe. I had a dog named Zoe when I was young.
Bowie,
sorry. Yeah, sorry.
We've got David Bowie, Kurt Cobain, and Harry Styles.
Oh, incredible. Brilliant things to name them after. And Charlie named after anyone in particular, no?
No, my
daughter
chose the name.
So. Right. Okay, fair enough. Claudia, thanks a million.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Rich is there as well. How are you, Rich?
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Good. What have you got for us? Dog movie puns.
Well, I've got two. I've got one that doesn't need any changing. It's the boxer, of course.
The boxer, yes.
But no, I need a round of applause for this one. It's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Bone.
You're definitely getting a bark for that. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Bone. Rich, brilliant. And have you got a dog yourself?
No, I don't. I'm allergic.
Oh, you're allergic, are you really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted by one of those Chinese crested bald dogs, no?
The wee teapot ones. Yeah, I could be tempted by one of those.
Okay, right, fair enough. You don't want to be sneezing too much.
No, definitely not.
All right, Rich, thanks a million, buddy.
All right, take care.
See you later, bye-bye. Right, some more of your ones flying in. Voice notes, Sean.
Best movie of all time, Citizen Canine.
Citizen Canine. Dunica.
Hi, Dave. Seeing as it's coming up to Christmas, how about Bark Hard?
Okay. Jay?
The Bark Knight.
The Bark Knight. Very good. Donna?
The Fast and the Furriest.
The Fast and the Furriest. Excellent. I'm loving that one. Matty?
What about 101 Dogmations? Have a good one.
But it's already a dog movie. 101 Dalmatians. Someone else suggested 101 Alsatians. But again, it's already a dog movie, but I love it. John?
Steve Austin's Stone Cold Doberman.
Okay, Keith?
Second best exotic Marigold and Retriever Hotel.
It was already a long enough title, but adding in the Golden Retriever is absolutely amazing. Mick?
Hey, Dave. Surely if Snoop Dogg wants to milk the absolute bejesus out of this, he has to make the Dog Father Part 1, 2 and 3, get a trilogy out of it.
Yes, great shout. The Hound That Rocks the Cradle from Vanessa. In Heat, starring Al Pacino and Pupert De Niro. Pupert De Niro, says Connor Lyons and Gavin. Into the West, he says Siobhan. Owen in Limerick says the Blair Bitch Project. 50 Shades of Grey and Dashling. Outstanding. The Dashlands of Inishirin, says Declan and Mayo. My left paw, says Sinead. Come on. Raiders of the Lost Bark, says Alan from Hagel. Oh, Mary Gaskin on Collie Kuhn. And Rachel says Beetlejuice. Ah, lads, absolutely amazing. Chris has got a simple one. Paws instead of Jaws. Lou says Bike Club. There's so many. You're so brilliant. So good. Paws instead of Jaws. Like, it's hard to argue with this kind of level of genius.
You know, actually, when we were in the meeting and we were thinking that that's what we were going to do, like, I was so proud that I came up with two. But I was like, we ain't going to get many.
There's not going to be many, he says.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like,
We got one in. It was too late it didn't get read out in time because I think it came in too late. You've got mange.
You've got mange. Astounding. You guys are always so genius.
Never doubt the Today FM listeners.
No, you guys know what's up. But yeah, listen, that was amazing. Thank you very much for getting involved. Not just with that, but with everything we do on the show. It's so brilliant. One of the other brilliant things we always do is talk to celebrities. I mentioned Colin Meaney earlier on. Lyra, Cork's finest. Literally the most crack you can have in a room is sitting down talking to Lyra. Listen to this.
Hello, sweetheart.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Oh, God, you can. If I answer it or not, I'm not sure. But
Fair enough. I have twin daughters. They're nearly 10. They've recently started the journey into glueable nails. We've already had one of the nails fell off into cookie dough and we cooked it. Okay, that's already happened. But when I sit there at night in the evening time and I'm watching telly or doing whatever, and I hear that, can you just tap your on the screen of an iPad? Is it okay if I'm starting to get ratty at that noise?
Well, yeah, I do understand it, but look, they're obviously diamonds of daughters. I mean, they're wearing fake nails at that age. Yeah. I wish I was. They're bougie.com. They're a bit of a Lyra, so I'm sorry, but you're going to have to suck it up.
I am going to have to suck it up. I think I'm outnumbered. You know, obviously there's two of them, there's only one of me, so I don't really have a choice.
Join in.
Yeah, actually, that's what I could do.
There you go.
Now, in fairness, when they were younger... So my wife has a kind of a see-through, you know, those travel, we're going through airport security, yeah, but you get your own zipped, you know, see-through bags rather than the little kind of Ziploc one. You have your own proper
one.
You're
very fancy. Well, I just use the one you get free at the airport.
Yeah, she is, not me. Anyway, in there, she has all of her nail varnish and they would bring the nail varnish down to get their nails painted when they were like 5 or 6. But they'd get me to do it. They wouldn't trust her. She's an artist. She paints all the time. But they would go, no. Daddy does our nails.
Daddy and daughters.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm going to have to just accept the clickety-clack of sort of long nails.
Clickety-clack, you won't go back. I stuck them on my 5-year-old niece and my sister nearly lost her life.
Were they that length?
Them off. No, they weren't.
They weren't.
And
those
they're like
ones
little tiny ones. And then she's like, ow. I was like, oh God, maybe I shouldn't do this. I was like, okay, they're coming off.
The Love Lyra tour. This is very exciting. How was the Spiegel tent?
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? It's such a juicy venue. When I first played there, I was like, I am coming back here.
Juicy. Interesting adjective.
Juicy. I mean, the Lyra language is expanding to juicy now. Oh my God. My English teacher be shocked. Still don't know how to spell it, but sure, look, we'll
but listen,
go for it.
It's there. J-O-O-S-E-Y or something. Who knows? There's a good vibe though, isn't there?
It's a great vibe. Mm. I mean, we're doing loads of bad dancing.
Yeah.
Doing loads of great singing. I'm going to say that myself, you
sure,
know.
And
as,
you are.
As I do.
Yeah.
Bringing the drama, bringing the looks. There's a new song that I'm playing that is only exclusive for this tour.
Oh, is this?
Nobody has heard it.
So
yet.
Not the ending?
Not the ending.
Oh, because we're going to play the ending in a minute. So it's not, the, there's a
not,
newer one
I
again.
Mean, she is my favourite, Lyra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of all of them?
Of all of them.
That's a big claim.
I know.
How do you feel the rest of the songs feel about the fact that she's your favourite?
I think Queen and Drink Me Up are happy because I feel like she's like their little sister breaking through. And they're like, you go, girl, it's your moment to shine. We already got number one. Now it's your turn.
Actually, so we should say, since the last time we spoke, you knocked Beyonce off the number one spot.
I did, yeah. Who she thinks she is? They can't beat a Cork woman off her own pedestal. How dare you, Queen Bee? Yeah, it was amazing. Number one Irish album.
Seriously.
I'm actually dead for myself. Like, I have the trophy thing and I have like a plaque with my big face on it with a CD behind it. Well, on a CD, a vinyl.
The vinyl, yeah.
And
the big,
I'm
the
like,
big CD.
My
Isn't
toilet
that
looks juicy.
Yeah. But to have that trophy that says you're the number one album in Ireland with your debut album. Like,
I know, it was mad. And like, you know, the week that it was coming out, I was like, so is anyone else bringing out albums now that I need to be worried about? And everything went silent. And I was like, what in the name of God? I was like, come here to me, who's coming out? And they're like, Beyonce's physical album's coming out the same time as yours. And I was like, right, well, this is it now.
This is it. We're going to get to number two. But you didn't.
Hard to go home.
You got to number one.
I did,
You're better off it.
Woo! 50 60% more sales. Thank you, Ireland. I bloody love you.
God, you legend.
There she is, Cork's brilliant Lyra. What an amazing person, amazing singer, amazing performer. But she's so much crack. Absolutely love it.
Juxtapose from her music.
You think so? Yeah. Yeah, her music is far less crack than she is, but I'm okay with that.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it gives like Lewis Capaldi kind of vibes.
Yeah.
I love that. Sam Ryder is kind of like, is it Sam Ryder? You know the.
Big singer, big voice.
Kind of. And it's totally cool, but it's just not what you expect when you're sitting in the room with
her. Did you say Adele? And Katy Perry seems to be fun, and her music is fun.
Yeah.
So I think that one kind of applies.
I will say my favorite band ever, We Are Scientists, are hilarious on stage. It's nearly kind of like a stand-up comedy show, and also
songs.
Although the last time they were here, they did say they couldn't wait to get some Gregs, and that did not go down well.
Don't worry,
I told them all was fine. I sorted it after. I met them afterwards and clarified.
Good woman. Right, listen. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. 9 to 12 Monday to Friday on Today FM podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts. Peace.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.